Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. George Vaughn grew up in North Bend, Oregon in the roaring 1920s. From the stories he would tell his kids, he was a man who knew how to have a good time, but sometimes took it a little too far. As a married family man in the 1940s, Vaughn joined the Coos Bay Pirates, a city booster club whose main function was partying, and was elected the club leader, or chief skull. When the 1952 election year rolled around, Vaughn ran for President of the United States as a publicity stunt to draw attention to Coos Bay. His campaign slogan was, "George Vaughn, Pirate for President." Dressed as buccaneers, the pirate pranksters stormed the state capitol in February and chained the state treasurer and several officials to the capitol steps. As Vaughn made a campaign speech, other pirates replaced the state flag on the roof of the capitol with the Jolly Rogers skull and crossbones. The pirates gained more publicity across the state by disrupting civic meetings, but eventually Vaughn became concerned voters might take him seriously and withdrew his candidacy. Dwight D. Eisenhower handily won the Oregon vote. Today's episode of As It was written by Valerie Ng, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.